Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. October is winding down. It is October 30th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
I do have a question. Now, tomorrow, big day, right? It's Halloween. It's on a Friday.
My kids don't have school tomorrow in Westlake. Do the kids in Mentor have school?
I think so.
Like, what is that?
They had Monday off. They had Friday off. It's so funny because I usually have that calendar memorized and I really don't know. I just know that yesterday at school, they did a great job, in a certain aspect of class and they got a yes day.
Oh,
yesterday,
that's cute. Yeah.
In Izzy's class and in Miss Gray's class. And it was a big deal because she got to bring her, her little phone in. And got to, play some games and have some candy in class and like an extra recess and things like that. So she was super excited about that, which is really cool.
That's awesome.
But that does bring me to, and we're going to get to Dead Guy in an Envelope in a second. There are, and we have it posted, and I would assume you probably know in your own community when your trick or treat is. You've had that known for a while. Most of them are tomorrow night. It makes sense. It's kind of the perfect storm. It's Halloween on Friday night. There are quite a few tonight, which I think is bizarre, unless the kids have off. I can't remember if it's Avon or Avon Lake, but they're one of the communities that have trick or treat tonight. And I think to myself, why? This is the time when I actually think to myself, trick or treat's on the right day, on the right time, on the right day of the week. But yet there are quite a few communities that have it tonight.
You know, that makes me think I should probably double check to make sure Westlake's is tomorrow night, because I'm just assuming I'm assuming it.
I just know we are, and we, follow the community pages and everything
I'm
else.
Pretty
so
sure
I know,
there.
But I just thought that was, some of them were the 25th, mm-hmm. some of them were last
yeah.
weekend. And I know that happens often, but then I saw quite a few were tonight. And I think to myself, the kids, even if the kids do have off, why is it not Friday? Why is trick or treat tonight?
I'd love an answer. It's like the perfect storm. Finally, tomorrow, we've talked annually about saying trick or treat should be on a night where the kids don't have school the next day or whatever. And you would think it would do it perfectly on Halloween night.
That's kind of one of my secret goals, is to get an answer to that by 10 o'clock today. I don't know if that'll be the case or not.
Let's do that.
We'll see what happens. Let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Quick scrolling on our website. It's refreshed. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let's see. Ashland is later on tonight from 5 to 7. Avon is tonight from 6 to 7:30. I was wrong about Avon Lake. That's tomorrow night.
Oh.
It's just a couple that I know. It's like some pretty, Avon's obviously a big community. A lot of them the 31st. I thought I saw a few more that were the 30th. And I was just curious about that. Just that we don't need to hit on that now. I was just Most of them are the 31st. There's just a few that are 30th. I mean, like, why is Dave on the 30th?
Yeah, and there were a handful, I think, even last weekend that did it. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Are there other events going on? I don't know. Yeah. Someone tell us.
Yeah, you can definitely DM us. We're going to get to the phones now because we need a guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope. That's how we start the show every day.
Yeah, he's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. We take one guest a day. It's the longest game of life.
It's great. It's not. How EMCs. It's how we bond. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We're going to get to your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope in just a second. But you wanted to address Avon having trick-or-treat tonight, why that might be the case.
Well, they said something on the news yesterday about football game.
Oh, is there a playoff game tomorrow night or something?
There is supposed to be a football game.
Oh, a football game. I thought Avon was so good this year they had a bye week. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but maybe they do have that game because I know Manor has the bye week. They finished second.
Maybe it was like a preemptive, like they knew it would be this weekend and they wanted to leave it open or
and
something.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe they do have a football game. I don't know. I know that they made the playoffs and they have a very good football team. That I know. I just don't know their playoff schedule moving forward. So maybe that's why. Maybe it's just simply a high school football game or the planning of a high school football game. That's a good call. I wasn't thinking about that. Well, we would love your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name remains in the envelope in the Star 102 studio. What is your guess?
Chris Christopherson.
Good guess. That's not it.
Oh. Avon does have a bye week this week. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You think they were just preemptively planning in case they had a game?
I had a DM from Angie that said that I was worried for North Ridgeville because they didn't change the trick-or-treat time from Friday, and we are in the playoffs, but we won last week, so we get a bye this Friday.
Oh,
so
I see.
You're right. They might have just been scheduling, thinking that maybe that they were going to have a playoff game tonight,
yeah.
But if they're in Region 6, they finished third, 9-1 overall. They have a first-round bye. They host the winner of the number 6, the number 7, or number 11. Who's playing that game? So it's either Fremont, Ross, or Olmsted Falls. They'll play in the next round. Okay.
And that'll be next weekend?
That'll be next. I would assume Friday, probably the following Friday.
All
okay.
Right.
Well, there you go. We're just talking about it because they have trick-or-treat later on tonight. I also thought about this, you know, quickly. Eschergrin Falls hates the Jen and Tim Show. The liner will be coming out soon. Maybe we have our own pumpkin smear down the hill.
Nobody called it that.
So
nobody. First of all, maybe that's why Chagrin Falls doesn't tell us anything, because you're calling it a pumpkin smear.
We will have
it
our own.
It is a pumpkin roll.
I wish Stevie was in here. We will. I know the perfect place where we could have our Cleveland smear.
Stop.
What we can have is, you know, the hill as you are heading west on St. Clair towards Bridgeview, where Brasa used to be on the corner there.
Oh, yeah. Down in
you know
the
how
flats.
That hill going down to West 10th, that yeah. Severe hill.
That's an aggressive hill.
That would be the perfect spot for the Cleveland smear. You have to make sure that no RTA is going at the bottom of it. Like, that has to be shut down.
So much danger.
Where the Odeon used to be and all that stuff.
There is so much danger. You're right. The RTA. You cannot do that. The Rapid would.
Rapid needs to be slow.
And then there would be like chunks of pumpkin in the Rapid wheels. You can't.
You would have to stop it somehow. Prior to that, I don't know if there's a hay bale situation at the bottom of West End, or you block that off the Rapid schedule, because it happens at what time in the morning? I mean, they could clear off the tracks by what time?
I feel like this is a terrible idea. Also,
anybody else like that? If you know where I'm talking about, the Cleveland smear, we start it next year.
Calling it that.
Jen and Tim's Cleveland smear.
Falls.
Pumpkin Patch can be sponsored.
Is appalled by us now, and that's why they don't tell us anything.
Why?
They call it a pumpkin roll, and you want to call it a Cleveland.
It ends up being the smeary hill.
It
does.
Nobody calls it that.
Just saying. DM us and say if that's a good idea. We can have our own. Chagrin Falls can have theirs, and we'll have the Cleveland smear down west.
I can't decide
down
now
St. Clair.
Which is worse, your Cleveland smear or your Cleveland rinse.
Well, there you go. You can have the smear, then the rinse.
Don't.
Then you have.
That's disgusting.
Take care of it.
Someone likes your smear idea.
Thank you. How do you not like the smear idea? The hill?
I like the idea.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
I'm from Cleveland. That would be all over there. There would be so much press for the Cleveland smear. We have that down that hill. That would be unbelievable. We have to have some type of sponsor. I don't know. You'd have to pay. But Pumpkin Patch can't just give up all their pumpkins. Type of thing. Pumpkin shirts. Cleveland smear shirts.
Smear is
have
the
some
word.
Type of campaign. It's, maybe it goes to, I don't know. So
it's the word. It's the word that's grossing.
Okay, then
grossing
we can do some. There can be a different word.
It can?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just was brainstorming on the air.
I just have some concerns about the rapid running and the traffic that goes down that hill. Like, what time of day are you going to...
Permits. It's all permits.
We got to get permits.
We'll figure that out. We'd have to get a permit to go down the hill. They have to shut down the street. The Cleveland police would have to be... I mean, there's a lot of different things. Just like if you're cutting off for Browns pregame or something.
Right, but then you're right. Like, do you put hay bales right by the rapid tracks? Because if you land on those, like, that could be a tush injury waiting to happen.
Right.
Like, imagine...
I think it has to be pre that, because you can go through West 10th, but you have to hit... Yeah, I think you have to stop prior to that.
There's a lot of logistics.
Man, that's a great idea.
Oh, Christy has a great name for it. Well, there's, you know.
Please have a different name. You're right. I mean, literally brainstorming on the air at whatever time it started, 6:24, and I call it the Cleveland Smear because it's a pumpkin smear down the hill. I didn't say that was that head that's locked in. It's fun. Why do you get my ideas?
No, I don't.
That's a great idea. We're never invited to Chagrin Falls. Everybody could come to the Cleveland Smear. It would be massive.
It would be massive. I just thought smear just feels weird. The message
schmear, is that better?
No, that's worse.
Okay,
that is worse.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So we get pumpkin spice lattes in August now. So does that mean it's officially time for Christmas? Well, we have an update from the queen herself. She set the record straight on social media.
Ooh.
Oh, I was thinking peppermint mochas.
You thought you were going to get a drink earlier, weren't you?
It took a little pivot. I'm good with that. I do, because how many of those do I have? That's what I always ask for during the holiday season. Is just like, please just give me a Starbucks gift card, because I want to go nog it up this year. I want peppermint.
I don't like that.
I know, but I don't either. Eggnog.
Isn't it like early November for?
Yeah.
So it's soon. It's coming.
And we were talking about the Dairy Queen flavors too, with the nog and peppermint yesterday.
I get why people don't like it. It's thick. And I totally understand. I'm on board with that. So what is this? Okay.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Halloween is literally tomorrow, but if you walk in any big retail store in the last couple weeks, it looks like a battle of holidays. You have half Christmas, half Halloween. Christmas is coming earlier and earlier, but is it actually time yet? Well, the queen herself, the queen of Christmas, is going viral for her social media post, setting the record straight. Mariah Carey released a video on social media where she tells us, "Not yet," over and over again, referring to the internet's annual obsession with the song All I Want for Christmas. There's been a trend of people posting their own versions of them singing her It's Time, thinking, you know, it's time for Christmas, but she wants everyone to know it is not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
I said not yet.
Not yet.
It's not time yet.
Not yet.
My favorite, though, was brands commenting on it. We have a comment saying Mariah Carey is basically Santa Claus at this point. Tim, you'll like this one. Starbucks said, "We never start celebrating without you, Mimi." And Spirit Halloween said, "You're right. It's way too soon."
Oh, I love that. And I love how Mariah has, as she's, you know, gotten older, embraced this and really started putting out these videos on social media every year. Every year it's something different.
Yeah, because it gets millions of views.
And then is it going to be Saturday when she does the It's Time thing?
I think so. She posts It's Time.
Halloween's in the rearview mirror.
Right.
And I understand that once again, this is coming from Christmas Guy. This is coming from Cleveland's Christmas Station, which at this point in time, you know that Star 102 is and has been for decades. And we, you know, we have fun flipping over to 24/7 Christmas music when it's time and that type of thing. And people are voting on when the flip's going to be online. Like, it's always a lot of fun. Like, it's just one of the very special things about this station, this frequency, and has been for forever and ever. And I love that. It is not time. I mean, she's 100% ready.
It's not time yet.
But for some people, as soon as November 1st hits, I mean, it's game on.
My son, my 11-year-old Max, has already told us that once this Saturday rolls around, he's decorating for Christmas.
It's almost a PSA to all of us listening and all of us in the room on something that we really should take advantage of, because it's the smartest thing ever, and I never do it, but it is very, very smart to do. Something that maybe you don't think of, maybe this is something that you do. I really want to push myself to do it this year. That would be next. We have to remember to do this, and if you do this already, you're so smart. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
What is it?
Put up the outside lights before it is 32 degrees. Like, sometime in the next, I don't know, 4 weeks? I'm just throwing a number out there. It's so smart to do. I never think to do it. And I'm just kind of, you know, I'm thinking Halloween. We're thinking trick or treat. That's rearview mirror. I am thinking Thanksgiving and who's going to do this? Am I going to my, and like, there's a lot of things going on. And then next thing I know, it's perpetually 28 degrees. I'm freezing. Everybody else's lights, I feel like, are up and I never take advantage of this.
I feel like this is a PSA that you're giving yourself because Nate and the boys have already talked about this. Because they try to do it every year when it is still nice outside. And I feel like every year we talk about this and you're like, man, I forgot.
I always do.
You always forget.
Do they get it up early? Do they get those? They do get there in the warm
weather.
They
do get it up early and then we don't light it until the day after
Thanksgiving. Yeah, you don't have to light it. Right. It's not even about lighting. It's just now you're done. You light it to make sure it works or as you're going.
And you're not freezing and your hands don't feel like they're going to fall off because they're icicles out in that brisk, cold weather.
You should text yourself a reminder.
I'm going to text myself now, which is actually like a double reminder because it'll be from myself to myself and then I'll scroll it.
Missy would be excited.
That is a great point, Stevie. So during this song, I would have 3.5 minutes. I'm going to text myself a notification. Oh, look, I just got a text from myself. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Oh, that's nice.
You just said you were going to text yourself and Missy, who was the initiator.
Yeah, what does Missy do? Missy played it on what, Tuesday, I believe.
Text herself everything. She, by the way, that night, she's like, oh my gosh, I just laughed as I texted myself my grocery list. She did that Tuesday night or whatever day we talked about. She sends a whole grocery list to herself.
And she physically types it in. It's not
physically.
Even like, yeah.
Right. Physically types it in. Mm-hmm. And I found out my friend Vicky does this a lot too. But Missy just heard you say that. And she said, I'm so proud, but warned Tim that once you start texting yourself, it becomes addictive. Then you're going to have to go through and delete the doubles at night like Missy does.
Stevie, there was no person that was more appalled.
I know.
That we had, I don't know, 50 DMs from people that text themselves as opposed to using the reminders or also notes. This is just what they do, which is fine. Like, your system's your system. There's no system shaming. You want to do that? That works for you. Great. I was just surprised that Missy wasn't the only person on the planet that did this.
I know. It's a very popular thing. We will get back to all of your messages. There were so many we haven't replied to everybody yet.
I think we're going to do a week, and we're going to get to three things now. But somebody said we should do, you know how people have Tech Talk or Tech Weeks or Tech Tuesday, they all have different things. They said we should have non-tech week and admit the things that we do that are non.
Yes.
That technology is available for, but we refuse.
We choose to do
it. I think that's fun.
It.
So maybe we'll try maybe a couple of days next week or something like that.
That sounds good. Amazon is testing doorstop returns.
They are? Oh, let me text myself.
Right from your front porch. We'll tell you what we know in 60 seconds.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon teaming up with the U.S. Postal Service to make returns easier. In some areas, the USPS will now pick up your Amazon return right from your doorstep. No trip to the post office needed. The test run limited for now, but could expand soon.
We've been waiting since the month of May. We've been waiting since the month of June. We've been waiting through the month of July. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorite.
I don't think.
That feels long.
We've been waiting through quite possibly the month of August. We've been waiting through, I don't know, the month of September. Accurate. We just found out about this, though. We've also been waiting through the majority of the month of October. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the right bit. Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, producer Stevie, Aunt Jen, she got her tires!
Yeah! Stevie, way to go.
Thank you.
I've never felt so much relief to receive a text of a picture of a tire than I did yesterday when Stevie sent it.
That exact picture is on Jen and Tim Show and also Star 102 on the socials. So you did it.
Mm-hmm. How bad was it? How was your experience in getting new tires?
Well, I was hoping it'd be quick, but they had it all day. So that threw the plan off.
They kept
your
car
sit there? Did you sit there and wait?
No, I dropped it off after the show, like 11, and they said it wouldn't be done till 5.
Oh, okay.
It's lengthy.
See? So it's a big commitment. So I really had to work with my schedule. That's why it took so long.
Oh, I see. Oh, so basically, God. They don't just pop those off and pop the new ones on real quick.
No.
Mm-hmm. Was there any chat of Aunt Jen while you were there?
No, but they did have my name and my full name, and I'd never gave them my full name. So that was interesting.
Oh, nice.
I don't think I did either. Yeah.
No, I don't even remember giving them my first name at all, so.
Do we ever know if there was anything in the tire? I mean, I wouldn't imagine you would think to ask about that.
I was thinking
about that later on after we got the tire picture. And I thought it probably should have mentioned something so we could figure out together what was in the tire or what happened. Because it wasn't a bent rim. It wasn't anything like that because clearly it's fine. You have the new tires on. Something must have been in
there. You didn't get a new rim, right?
Just tires.
Wow.
No, I mean, it's fine. The tire, it pumped right up every time. It's not even a concern.
So, Kat, why were you and I more stressed out about this than Stevie?
I know.
And literally all of Cleveland.
Yeah.
That listens to the Jen and Tim show.
DMs and calls. And by the way, those still are happening. The comments under the tire picture. Very nice tires.
Well, we have
to get to those. People are excited. And that is also next. I said yesterday, I was not going to talk about this until it was done. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. And it's been done.
Stevie has 4 new tires. Did you feel, was it a nice?
85,000-mile warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth
good
drive.
To the end of the car.
Was it a nice smooth drive home from the tire pickup and then into work today?
It felt the same. You guys think that, like, it felt weird to drive on it? Like, it was not alarming. That's why I kept driving. I would just fill it up and go. I just had to fill it up very frequently. So it'll be nice not having to make a stop at the air pump all the time.
Well, as a person who physically saw it sitting in your driveway, like lopsided,
it wasn't usually like that.
This is what you did, Stevie. Cindy, finally, I suffered anxiety over this for days. Jennifer, top fan, looking specifically on Facebook. You can interact there, of course, on Instagram. That's where we have posted the tires for now, at least. Finally, we can all stop collectively worrying about it.
Worrying everybody.
This is
everybody.
It's Tiffany. I'm not reading this.
What?
This is too soon. I don't know, Tiffany. All right, fine.
What?
I don't know.
You're making me nervous. What?
I just got new tires a few weeks ago. Already have a screw in one of
them. No!
I have a 3-year warranty, thanks to Aunt Jen.
Aunt Jen.
This is the new thing because there are several comments. Kim Schmidt, thank you for listening. Yay, Stevie, Aunt Jen doesn't have to make another call. There are a lot of Aunt Jen references. John, top fan, good job, Aunt Jen.
Helen Kelly says, yay, your niece got her tires.
Your niece got your tires. Michelle, hooray, takes a village, Auntie Jen.
Yay, Stevie, all your aunts and uncles are very proud of you. That's from Kate.
Yeah, so, and that's what you called for those that missed yesterday. When you called, you made the reference because you're not calling for yourself and you didn't want to throw your coworker under the bus that she's just refusing to call. So you said it was you're the aunt of.
Right, because he said, what's your name? And I'm like, well, it's actually not for me. And then when I had to say who it was for, I was like, well, how do I explain that? Oh, it's my niece. And by the way, I was lying, obviously. Stevie is not my niece, and you could hear the stutter in my voice.
Yeah.
I am not a good liar.
Here it is.
I'm calling for my niece.
You know, in the moment, I don't remember it being that panicky. I thought it was smooth.
I listened to that back and I'm like, wow, that's how I sound. Like that is a very real, very 100% the way I said it.
One last thought and we'll get to the three things you need to know. So maybe this is a thing. Maybe if there's something that you're having trouble with or don't want to make the phone call or there's some way that we can address it, Aunt Jen can take care of it. We have audio messages you can send to us
sure.
just by clicking that microphone button. Clearly 216-343-1021 or DMing is the easiest thing. Aunt Jen to the rescue.
Aunt Jen takes care of you.
I have a lengthy list of phone calls I need to make.
Stevie, I am all about it for you. There are a million things I want to help you with. I would love to be the Aunt Jen that takes care of things for you. And all of our Jen and Tim Show listeners. I am made for this. This is my calling in life. I want to help. Please.
What can Aunt Jen do?
What can Aunt Jen do for you?
That is the new branding on the show. If there's an issue, Jen's here for you.
I don't know if I'm going to handle
Aunt Jen.
I don't know if I'm going to handle it properly, but I'm going to try.
Aunt Jen will handle it, though.
Aunt Jen.
I mean, you're one for one now. She needed tires. You got tires done.
They're on the car. So what can Aunt Jen do for you? You just let us know.
Shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102, and all the socials.
A secret annual tradition in Chagrin Falls, and it happened last night. Everything you need to know about the pumpkin roll in 60 seconds. It's 46 degrees in Vermilion. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. General Motors cutting about 1,700 jobs at plants in Michigan and here in Ohio, including battery production in Warren. They're blaming slow demand for electric vehicles. They say it's temporary, pausing work to make upgrades. Frontier Airlines bringing back nonstop flights from Cleveland to New Orleans just in time for Mardi Gras. The flights will run February 12th through the 22nd. And it happened last night. Dozens of high school students gathered in Chagrin Falls for the annual pumpkin roll down Grove Hill.
It happened again. They are so tight-lipped. We never, ever, ever know prior to this.
And every year, and Tim, well, I don't know how many years we've done this show, but a lot of them. And all the years we've done the show, every year, you want to know when the pumpkin roll is happening.
I would love to know. Nobody ever lets us know.
And then I find out about the pumpkin roll the next morning. Inevitably, I see it when I come into work, and then I get afraid to tell you because you're upset. You want to be in the loop.
I'm out of it now. I don't live in Chagrin Falls. I'm not from Chagrin Falls. That is what they think. That's what they do. And I understand that. My kind of pivot, if you will, is that we create the Cleveland smear. Over on St. Clair, as you're heading to what used to be Brasa, over on, you know, West 9th, as you're heading west, kind of going to the flats, that big hill on St. Clair, going down to the flats.
It's a very steep hill
where
for
the
us.
Odeon used to be and all sorts of, like, that hill, that could be our Cleveland smear hill. We can get permits. We have to have police presentation. I'm sure we have to pitch it to, like, the, you know, city council or whatever.
A lot of logistics.
We can then have our own. They have theirs. And then for all the Jen and Tim Show listeners and everybody else, we have the Cleveland smear right down that hill.
I just feel like the name is maybe not the best. We could maybe...
Okay, come up with a different name.
Maybe we can not call it the smear because that's... it's just gross.
But then you could have the smear gear for sale.
Listen.
You don't hate it.
I was just going to say, I don't hate that.
Okay.
I don't hate the smear gear.
Let me know. DM. But we have other ideas, or maybe we can work together on this 2026. The inaugural Cleveland smear down the St. Clair Hill going down towards West End.
Again, the rapid down there that comes through, and then there's tracks, and then I feel like you would...
We'll need a guard.
We'll need a guard.
Or a hay bales behind it, in front of it.
We're working on it. It could scratch the skin. There's allergies. There's a lot of logistics, but smear gear, I'm not going to lie to you. You just brought me to your side with that. All right. By the way, the date of the pumpkin roll, I don't know how we get here, is a secret every year. It's been going on since 1967.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. I have to do this.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Oh, nice.
My mother-in-law's birthday today.
Oh. Happy birthday, mother-in-law.
She listens every morning.
My son's birthday was yesterday. Your birthday, twinsies.
Oh, look at that.
How about that? How are you guys celebrating?
We are going to... She was just texting me. We are going to BJ's Brew House on Mentor Avenue in Mentor by the Mall. She already has her order picked out.
Nice.
She's getting the ribs and the pizookie. And I said, I might be copying that order.
What's the flavor of the Pazook?
There's 8 million flavors.
No, her flavor. Like, what's she going to, did she say?
I'll text her.
All right.
I'm going to guess just like a chocolate chip or something. I don't know. She's
listening. Does that come with ice cream on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Sounds good.
Yeah.
We did a seafood boil at Red Lobster for my son's birth. My son's turned 14, Noah. And his request, maybe if he knew about the Pazookie, he would have picked that. But he picked a seafood boil at Red Lobster and loved it. So.
Thank goodness for Flava Flav.
Thank goodness he saved Red Lobster like that. And by the way, I was looking for seafood boils everywhere, right until Stevie told me, go to Red Lobster. And it was great.
I gave you a choice, but it was East Side, and you hate the East Side, so there's no way you're going to
do
that.
No, I was almost going to do that, but there was so much work involved. I would have had to cook it.
Yes, there's a ton of work.
We had to do dinner, and then there was a football banquet. You know how it goes. There's like
Red Lobster, that's great. That's a great one. Everybody gets to go. It's one by your half course.
It was great. So you'll have to report back then on the Pazookie flavor.
Yeah, I just text her. I don't know. But that'll be fun. So happy birthday. You were a great mother-in-law. You were a great mom. You were a great grand, you know, fantastic grandma. So we will... Maybe I'll go ribs tonight.
Post a picture of your
parm.
Pazookie. Keep wanting to say Pazookie. Pazookie. Is that it? Pazookie.
You call it whatever you want.
No, I want to know what you're supposed to call it.
I think it's a Pazookie, isn't it? Or am I saying it wrong?
I don't know.
There's one West Side, right? Isn't there?
There is, but I've never been there since they've had that. Or else I didn't know about it.
Oh, it smacks. You can just go there for that.
Kind of want to.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.